Good morning and welcome to Given the Boot. I'm Linda Bull here on CITR 101.9 FM. And as usual, a bit of Italian music here that happens every 8 o'clock Tuesday morning. And today I wanted to feature a little bit of new music, in preparation for a wonderful concert that's going to be happening on the 1st of October. It's going to be Fiamma Fumana with the Coro delle Mondine di Novi. And this is a wonderful combination of a new sort of fusion band that fused traditional Emilia-Romagna songs and rhythms with a bit of a like an electronica sound and a very danceable band. And they've been to Vancouver a number of times, played at the Rogue Folk Club, and they will be playing this time with this wonderful chorus of rice weeders, the women who used to work in the rice fields in Novi, around Modena in Emilia-Romagna. And they started this wonderful idea of working together. Fiamma Fumana was working on some songs that had to do with the rice weeders, and the chorus decided they together did a number of concerts, and the women's chorus is made up of these incredible ladies who used to do this job when they were younger. And of course, it doesn't really exist anymore as a job, and it was a very hard thing to do. They were not, you know, treated very well, and they had to work in the fields for long periods of time, and with all of the bugs and mosquitoes, and you know, it was hard work. And anyway, but they're a very vibrant, wonderful community, and in order to, I guess, celebrate and remember the good times and, you know, the stuff that they did together, they have started traveling around singing the songs that they used to sing in the fields, and doing the odd concert with Fiamma Fumana, and they're on a North American tour. It's a wonderful opportunity to see a really interesting part of the cultural life of Northern Italy. They will be playing at the Italian Cultural Centre on the 1st of October. You can go to the Italian Cultural Centre's website. It's italianculturalcentre.ca. Or also, it's going to be put on actually in conjunction with Caravan World Rhythms, and you can contact them on their web too and organise concert tickets. So I'm going to be playing quite a few tracks from both of those bands, the Coro delle Mondine di Novi and also Fiamma Fumana. Also have new music care of Steve Edge from the Saturday Edge on Folk. Thanks, Steve. He passed along to me a couple of CDs, and one of them is the Italian Tom Waits, if you'd like to call him. That's how some people describe his music. His name is Folco Orselli. He's from Milan, and he has a new album out called La Spina. And it means the thorn. And it's an interesting CD. I've had a quick listen, and it's got that type of Tom Waitsian, almost burlesque cabaret type of music. It's sort of a difficult genre to describe. Anyway, we'll hear a little bit of that. And what else have we got? Oh, all sorts of things. Also, a combination of almost a pop jazz sound from a wonderful woman who I met the other night, Simona Colonna. And it's an album that's been recorded here in Vancouver by our own Miles Hill, a wonderful bass player here in the community. And he's a studio musician all over the world. And he plays on this CD along with a number of wonderful musicians from town. Miles Black on piano, Miles Hill on bass, Vince Mai on flugelhorn and trumpet, just a wonderful array of people. I'll play a little bit of that too. It's an album called Viaggiare Piano, and met both Miles and Simona the other night at dinner, and it was wonderful to chat with her about the music, and we'll play a little bit of that too. So you are listening to Given Them Boot, and hang out here because I'm going to play a little bit of Simona right now. And I think there is this, I love this song. It's by Lucio Battisti, and it's been done by many people, including Mina. But here is a version by Simona Colonna, and it's called Emozioni. Sì. Sorry about that. Wrong CD.
Se vuoi emozioni, c'era un ragazzo che come me amava i Beatles e i Rolling Stone. Girava il mondo, veniva da gli Stati Uniti d'America. Non era bello ma accanto a sé aveva mille donne a sé. Cantava El Boutique to Red, oh Lady Jane, oh Yesterday. Cantava viva la libertà, ma ricevette una lettera. La sua chitarra mi regalò, fu richiamato in America. Sto coi Rolling Stones, sto coi Beatles, sto. Adesso va nel Vietnam e spara ai Viet Cong. Tutta era tata, tutta era tata, tutta era tata.
fare la guerra nel Vietnam. Capelli lunghi non porta più, non suona la chitarra, ma uno strumento che sempre dà la stessa nota. E ratatata. Non ha più amici, non ha più fans, vede la gente cadere giù, la sua chitarra.
Dicono che c'è un tempo per seminare e uno che hai voglia ad aspettare. Un tempo sognato che viene di notte e un altro di giorno teso come un lino a sventolare. C'è un tempo negato ed uno segreto, un tempo distante che è roba degli altri. Un momento che era meglio partire e quella volta che noi due era meglio parlarci. C'è un tempo perfetto per fare silenzio, guardare il passaggio del sole d'estate e saper raccontare ai nostri bambini quando è l'ora muta delle fate. C'è un giorno che ci siamo perduti, come smarrire un anello in un prato, e c'era tutto un programma futuro che non abbiamo afferrato. È tempo che sfugge, niente paura, che prima o poi ci riprende, perché c'è tempo, c'è tempo, c'è tempo, c'è tempo per questo mare infinito di gente. La gente si tende la medesimo istante per tutti che sarà benedetto. Io credo da molto lontano, è il tempo che è finalmente, o quando ci si capisce, un tempo in cui mi vedrai accanto a te nuovamente, mano alla mano. Che buffi saremo se non ci avranno nemmeno avvisato. Dicono che c'è un tempo per seminare e uno più lungo per aspettare. Io dico che c'era un tempo sognato che bisognava sognare.
La voce di Simona Colonna, che è una donna che viene da Alba, nel nord Italia, al nord di Torino, vicino a Cuneo, credo. Il posto dove si trovano i tartufi bianchi e altri, e anche la casa del Ferrero Rocher, quel cioccolatino. E comunque lei ha una bellissima voce, un po' jazz, un po' pop. Infatti su questo disco, che si chiama Viaggiare Piano, lei canta, infatti vi ho fatto sentire tre pezzi che non erano i suoi, però la maggior parte del disco sono canzoni che ha scritto lei insieme ad altre persone, però vi volevo far sentire come lei interpreta i vecchi canzoni, le vecchie canzoni italiane, tipo quello lì di Ivano Fossati che si chiama C'è Tempo, bellissimo, è una canzone favolosa, l'ha fatto in modo molto interessante. E prima di cui un'altra canzone molto conosciuta in Italia, C'era un ragazzo, e poi la canzone famosa di Battisti, Emozioni, che forse tutti lo sanno come interpretato da Mina su quel disco Mina Cantaluccio, è uno dei miei preferiti. Comunque questo disco è stato registrato qui a Vancouver proprio in questi giorni, è appena uscito, è stato prodotto da Miles Hill. È stato lui engineer and mixer and master, e lui è un famoso contrabbassista di Vancouver, però lavora in tutto il mondo. I arrangiamenti fatti da Miles Black, che suona anche il pianoforte, prodotto da George Laverock, infatti. Chitarra c'era Cristiano Alasia, e poi batteria Graham Boyle, flicorno e tromba Vince Mai, percussioni Jack Duncan, corno Laurel Spencer, e poi violini Laurie Hill e Patricia Armstrong, viola Marie-Claude Brunet, violoncello Harold Burston. Quindi un bel po' di personaggi di Vancouver su questo disco, fatto proprio nello studio Frequency di North Vancouver, con Miles Hill. Viaggiare piano, Simona Colonna, un bellissimo disco che vi posso consigliare. Spero che sia possibile comprarla proprio qua a Vancouver, perché è fatto qua. E se volete magari contattarla, potete andare a simona.colonna@libero.it. E allora, sono le 8:25 qui su Give Me the Boot, e stamattina ho da proporvi diversi pezzi dai gruppi Fiamma Fumana e il coro delle Mondine di Novi. Infatti questi due presentano un concerto che si chiama Di Madre in Figlia, ottobre il primo, alle 7:30 all'Italian Cultural Center, 3075 Slocan Street, qui a Vancouver. Per i biglietti potete chiamare 604-507-6355 oppure andate online a www.caravanbc.com. Si possono anche comprare dai seguenti negozi: La Grotta del Formaggio, Rufus Guitars, Choffy's Meat Market and Deli, Sophia Books. Ci sarà anche un workshop il giorno prima, il 30 settembre, sempre all'Italian Cultural Center, credo. Community workshop, talk on the music and history of the Mondine in Northern Italy, quindi che praticamente spiegherà la storia e la musica delle Mondine. Ci sarà anche il coro, ovviamente, e il gruppo Fiamma Fumana alle 7 di sera, martedì 30 settembre, al Museum Hall dell'Italian Cultural Center. È gratis la missione. E il concerto proprio invece sarà il mercoledì 1 ottobre alle 7:30, e questi due gruppi vengono dalla regione dell'Emilia-Romagna, che è una regione del nord Italia. E adesso vi farò sentire alcuni pezzi dal disco delle Mondine, Se vedeste i Mundars si chiama. E questi sono pezzi fatti da loro, sono pezzi che loro magari una volta cantavano quando loro lavoravano. E poi vi farò sentire anche dei pezzi fatti insieme al gruppo Fiamma Fumana, così potete sentire la differenza e come loro mescolano i due suoni. Quindi cominciamo con il coro, con la loro versione di O Angiolina, Bell'Angiolina, e poi andiamo invece alla stessa canzone, però fatta insieme al gruppo Fiamma Fumana, dal loro ultimo disco Onda, che è uscito qualche anno fa. Quindi vediamo un po'. O Angiolina, Bell'Angiolina.
Oh Angiolina, Bell'Angiolina, oh Angiolina, Bell'Angiolina, innamorato io son di te, innamorato dall'altra sera, quando venni a parlar con te. Innamorato
That was the sound of the chorus of the rice weeders of Novi in northern Italy near Modena. And they are going to be playing at the Italian Cultural Centre on the 1st of October. It's going to be a wonderful show. They're doing it in conjunction with the group Fiamma Fumana, and who are also from Emilia-Romagna. That song we heard was called La Vien Giù dalle Montagne. And it comes from the Mondine di Novi Choir's album Se Vedeste I Mondaris. And just wanted to give you a taste there of what the sound of the choir is. And it's a very interesting story. The rice weeders, it's sort of, I guess it's a cultural aspect of Italy that doesn't really exist anymore. But it's an extraordinary collaboration between the folk electronic group Fiamma Fumana and the fantastic women of this choir. And they present this concert where they relive the story of the women who toiled in the rice fields of the region, and through their struggles and partisan efforts during World War II, they worked very hard in the fields, and they also fought for their rights as workers. They created and sang songs of resistance and freedom, and many of the women actually did help the partisans during the war. Original members from the time actually in the group, joined by second generation women, along with the members of Fiamma Fumana. And they're bringing this story to the Italian community here in Vancouver, in a performance that will be really interesting for all people, whether you are interested or you are part of the Italian community or not. I think if you're interested in stories of struggle and stories of strong women, this is a show not to be missed. I think there's nothing quite like it. And I'm really looking forward to seeing it. The performance is called Di Madre in Figlia, from Mother to Daughter, and it really reflects this strong affinity that the music has forged between the choir and the members of the group Fiamma Fumana. There's a little bit of background. The Mondine, as they're called, the rice workers or weeders, were peasant women in northern Italy who, since the early 1900s up till about the 1950s, they migrated from their villages to the western part of the Po Valley to plant and weed rice in the fields. And they were, while toiling at this back-breaking work, the women sang songs to keep the rhythm. Simple songs about love and longing, their work and their fight for dignity and the right to be respected. Through World War II, they worked under Nazi occupation, and when they weren't weeding in the fields, they were supporting the resistance movement, carrying secret messages to the partisans in their bicycle handlebars or in the curlers of their hair. Some even smuggled weapons under the onions and potatoes in their shopping bags, eventually winning a hard-fought victory over fascism. Singing their songs, the rice weeders were among the first workers to organize. They lay down on the railroad tracks that led to the rice fields, united in music and in their labors, and they won. It's a really amazing story. And actually, I just did see on the Coro delle Mondine's website, there is a movie documentary that's been made about them called Di Madre in Figlia, and it's going to be premiered at the Toronto Film Festival just in a few weeks' time. So that would be fantastic to see here in Vancouver. I'm hoping that we'll be able to get a copy of it eventually. And perhaps we can, you know, present that at some stage. But at this point, if you'd like to come and hear some of this music, don't forget that October 1st, 7:30, Italian Cultural Centre. And also on September 30th, on the Tuesday night, the night before, if you want to go, you can check out a community workshop. They're going to have a talk on the music and history of the Mondine in Northern Italy, featuring both the Mondine di Novi Choir and the group Fiamma Fumana. It's free admission at the Museum Hall of the Italian Cultural Centre on Tuesday, September 30th, 7 p.m. If you want more info, go to Italian Cultural Centre's website or visit caravanbc.com. You can also call 778-886-8908. And the workshop will include a performance of traditional Northern Italian repertoire along with commentary and audience interaction. Sounds interesting. I'm unfortunately going to be probably in Italy at that stage myself, and I'm not going to be at the show, but I really wish I could be. Hopefully some of you can go out there for me instead. So, I just wanted to let you know that I did play also a song called Angiolina, which was from the Fiamma Fumana CD Onda, which features both, it's like a remixed version of that, and then we played the original sung by the Mondine just by themselves, which they call O Angiolina, Bell'Angiolina. There is another song on the Fiamma Fumana's latest CD which features the choir, and I'll play it now for your listening pleasure. It's called Mariolina, and it's, again, like an interesting fusion of the traditional sound mixed with Fiamma Fumana's sort of folk electronica sound. So here we are, Fiamma Fumana and the Coro delle Mondine di Novi, Mariolina.
Thank you. This is rated R for
Really Awesome.
Did you know that you can now download all CITR radio shows off their website?
What?
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 What a coincidence. So are we. And with this new podcasting feature, all you have to do is log on to www.citr.ca/podcast to find a massive library of really awesome stuff.
Sponsored by the UBC Bookstore.
Partanzano come zanzare, queste ombre sulla strada. E cadono le ceneri della città qui sulla strada. E passano quei passi amari che fuggono dai mali e buttano le briciole dai balconi e lasciano cacare i cani. Domani passeranno gli spettri di oggi qui sulla strada, ma intanto viviamo gli spettri di chi ci vive e che va, e si gonfiano i piccioni nelle risate del mio riso. Sì, ma mi brucia quel tuo sorriso che mi fa pensare a casa, ma brucia quel tuo sorriso che mi fa pensare a casa. Ma io non riuscirò mai più a tornare a casa. Lampioni, io vivo la mia gioventù. E cascano le gocce di pioggia, cascano sulla strada. Tra gli ombrelli aperti, i capannoni, e tutto quanto sembra in moto quando piove sulla strada, e da lontano è un po' appannato e poi siete tutti uguali. Poi fischia la solitudine come il vento, e io brucio le mie carte intorno a un canto, e io canto della mia vita e della luna che mi vede. Io nel vino pongo la mia fede, sta nell'anima la libertà. Io nel vino pongo la mia fede, sta nell'anima la libertà. Lampioni, io vivo la mia gioventù, la mia gioventù.
That indeed is the voice of Folco Orselli, and from his album La Spina, which has just been released on Lifegate Music. And he is a musician from Milano. He was born in 1971, so pretty young. He's always sung and played the guitar and the piano, and always written songs. So that's he's basically been a songwriter all his life. And he used to lead various groups before going solo as Folco Orselli. He used to play in a group that opened various concerts for people like Zucchero and some Tina Turner shows and other things like that. So pretty full-on sort of rock. The album before last was actually produced in the studios of Mauro Pagani, fantastic musician from the group PFM. And he's just a multi-instrumentalist who's worked a lot with Fabrizio D'Andrea and others. And this album is really interesting. It's very sort of bluesy, that Tom Waitsian type of gruff, gravelly voice. That song was called La Strada, which is the opening song on this album called La Spina. I'm going to play another track from the album. I think I might play a blues called Blues per Lei, Blues for Her. Check out folcoorselli.it, or you can check him out on MySpace. Folco, strange name, F-O-L-C-O, Orselli, O-R-S-E-L-L-I. Just so you know, it's 9 o'clock, and this is Give 'Em the Boot, CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm Linda Bull, and I'm here every Tuesday morning from 8 till 9:30, playing a mix of Italian folk music from around the boot. Later on, I'm going to play some music that comes from a number of different places, but springs out of the mind of a Norwegian Hardanger fiddle player called Annbjørg Lien, and it features one of my favorite musicians, fiddle, banjo, guitar playing, singing Bruce Molsky, who is better known as an Appalachian fiddler and banjo player, that tradition from the south of the U.S. And it also features a wonderful Swedish violist, Michael Marin, from the supergroup of Essen, and also another woman who plays cello, who I believe is based in Toronto. Her name is Christine Hansen, and this is a new CD just out called Waltz With Me. It's written, all the music is written by Annbjørg Lien. But before we go there, I'm going to play another track from Folco Orselli's album La Spina, and it's called Blues per Lei.
Essere sbronzo, lamentare la mia tragicità, rintanarmi in un cappello, aggrapparmi a uno scabello, ma in morale sarò sempre per me. Io lei l'ho incontrata, saranno stati 4 anni fa, bevevo e non parlavo quasi mai. Con la banda dei baristi si sognava ad occhi tristi, buttavamo via la sanità mentale. Lei seduta, accavallata ed ammirata, nera nera che sembra di caucciù. Non ce n'è, non ce n'è, questo è un blu. Nella mia giacca a bordo, all'uscita senza porta, della mano quasi morta, dei suoi occhi di catrame su di me.
allora mi avvicino e dico: signorina, come andiamo? Ah, io sui pattini sbilenchi dei miei piedi, la mia voce si è arrocchita, sopracciglia mezza alzata, dico qualche cosa qua, quella si fa. Lei scontrosa, dubitosa, si è girata e mi dice: non sono una dannotata. Non ce n'è, non ce n'è, questo è un blues per lei. Non ce n'è, non ce n'è, questo è un blues. Si è nato in un bar, ma non ce n'è, non ce n'è, questo è un blues per lei. Non ce n'è, non ce n'è, questo è un blues.
Surf så rivra av ruskande i ei lita skog blir drøm og drøm blir skog. Grensene blir flyttet. En søv så river av ruskande. Når en først får fart og en suser over furua som før. Det er så stilt og høgtidsamt. Lange flåg bland bruene med brände. Det är så stilt och högtidsamt. Ryck nå fram till start och öppna en god morgon med i
wonderful sound. It's in fact the sound of Van Bjorglien and her quartet, made up of Bruce Molsky, Michael Marin, and Christine Hansen. And it's a brand new CD out on Compass Records called Waltz With Me. And it was basically came about when Anne Bjorglien, who is one of Norway's most well-known musicians, she's principally known as a Hardanger fiddle player. And the Hardanger fiddle is this interesting ancient Norwegian instrument, which is like a violin, but it not only has the four strings that you recognize as violin strings, but also has a bunch of sympathetic strings that are strung underneath the fingerboard. And it's a very ornately a decorated instrument as well. If you go onto Anne Bjorglien's website, you can see pictures of her playing it. It has, of course, many pegs because there are many strings, so they all need to be tuned. And so they have the four strings on top, a number of strings strung underneath that varies depending on the type of instrument. And it's also shaped more like a Baroque violin, both in size and style. And it's just a fascinating sounding instrument because, of course, it has this sympathetic vibrations, the harmonizing of these sympathetic strings with regular strings. It's also tuned differently. And Anne Bjorglien is a bit of a legend on this instrument. Anyway, she is playing Hardanger fiddles on this CD. And also Bruce Molsky is playing his regular fiddle. He's better known as an Appalachian fiddler, sort of Southern American style, old-timey. He also has a Hodenga fiddle on this CD, and he also plays guitar and sings, and you heard his voice there, the male voice in that song. Michael Marin plays five-string viola like nobody else I've ever heard. He is a wonderful musician from the group Vessen, who are a trio from Sweden, very famous Scandinavian group. Christine Hansen plays cello. There's also a special guest, Kirsten Brettenberg, on vocals and zither. And all this music was written by Anne Bjørgelien, and it was written, in fact, it was commissioned last year for the Telemark Festival in Norway. She was commissioned to compose this new music, and she responded by assembling this quartet that includes herself, Bruce, Christine, and Michael. She then wrote all these different traditionally based tunes and songs that she sort of says reflects her eclectic attitude towards the musical style of Norway, Norwegian Hardanger fiddle music. There was such strong chemistry between the people in the group, and they discovered this, of course, the first few minutes of playing together. The concert where this was showcased in Norway turned out to be a huge success. It was really great. I wish I could have heard it. I'm sure that there's a live recording of it somewhere. But in any case, very soon after, the group just went to the studio, recorded the pieces, and it came out as Waltz With Me. It's a fantastic melding of four well-respected musicians from their own genres, delving into this tradition of Norwegian fiddle music. And it's out... it was just released in March, I believe. So if you want to check it out, you can buy it off Compass Records' website. Anne Bjørgelien, Waltz With Me. And I'm going to play a few more tracks of this to finish off the day here. It's 9:15 on Given the Boot. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And that first track was called The Traveller, and it featured Bruce Mulsky on vocals. And the lyrics were written by Aunt Birkadell. The lyrics go, "You sleep so deeply in the woods with the pines around you. In a little cabin there, forest dreams surround you." And goes on like that. So let's hear another couple of tracks from this. Maybe the aptly named tune, The Fiddle. And I'll pick a few others before we finish up there. So here we are, Anne Bjørgelien and co. with Waltz With Me and the track The Fiddle.
Is full of sorrow, and I'm alone all day. I put my arms around her, love her come what may. When no one can be trusted, and all the world is bleak, then I become then all my love is offered to the one who owns my soul, and in my arms I am whole.
song that makes us
full of sorrow, and I'm alone all day. I put my arms around you and love you come what may.
Du lust nach vil varmen for den som
That's a couple of tracks there from Waltz With Me by Ann Björklund, written for a string quartet of sorts. Not the usual string quartet, that's for sure. It's made up of Hardanger fiddle player Ann Björklund herself. It's made up also of Bruce Molsky, who plays both regular fiddle, Hardanger fiddle, guitar, and sings. Michael Marin plays five-string viola. He's from the group Vessen. And Christine Hansen on cello. And we just heard there The Fiddle and Home East. And those are a couple of tracks from this wonderful CD that was music written for the Telemark Festival. It was commissioned by them. New music, all written by Ann Björklund herself. And we're just about finished here on Give Them the Boot. Thanks for being with me for another Tuesday morning. I'm going to leave you with one short track, the title track, to Waltz With Me. And if you're interested in getting this CD, you can get it from Compass Records, which are based in the States. It's been wonderful being able to let you know about some new music that's happening around the world. Don't forget Fiamme Fumana and the Coro delle Mondine di Novi at the Italian Cultural Centre on October 1st. And we'll see you next week. Ci vediamo la settimana prossima. Ok, arrivederci.